KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. And at 8:07, we have a mostly cloudy sky, still 32 degrees in Atlantic. A reminder, a wind advisory continues for Cass and some area counties until 6 p.m. Those counties include Sac, Crawford, Carroll, Audubon, Guthrie, Dallas, Adair, Madison, Monona, Harrison, Shelby, Pottawatomie, and Mills. Expect west to northwest winds at 25 gusting at times to near 50 this afternoon. And that could blow around some unsecured objects. Also be especially careful if you're driving a high-profile vehicle today. Well, in the news, Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds has taken a rare step of rejecting the candidates a commission had nominated to be a district court judge in northern Iowa. She said that a letter sent to the commission making nomination for the district court vacancy created when Judge Gina Batting of Carroll was appointed to the Iowa Court of Appeals. Reynolds said she heard from several commission members that the judge who led the interview process had coached one candidate and made unprofessional and disturbing comments about others. Reynolds said her staff discovered Judge Kurt Stobe of Humboldt was also misleading commission members by saying one applicant had withdrawn after being interviewed. That person adamantly denied that when contacted by the governor's office. The commission is to reconvene November 18th and redo the entire process. According to the letter from Reynolds, the only other time nominees for an opening in district court have been rejected happened during Governor Robert Ray's tenure. In 2011, Governor Terry Branstad rejected a slate of candidates for Iowa Supreme Court openings. The nominating commission reconvened and submitted a second set of names to Branstad. In Iowa's process of filing openings in the judicial system, governors make appointments from the list of names submitted by judicial nominating commissions. Governor Reynolds has signed the state of Iowa onto three separate lawsuits that are challenging Biden administration COVID vaccination requirements in the workplace.
You know, we're going to keep fighting for Iowans to give them the opportunity to make their own choice about their health care.
In response to one lawsuit, federal courts have temporarily blocked an OSHA rule to require businesses with more than 100 employees to ensure workers are vaccinated for COVID or tested regularly.
We've got a pretty good chance. Our goal right now really is to just, and I want to let businesses know this, is to really take that temporary stay and make it, you know, permanent until it can get litigated through the courts so we can really have our chance to make our case in courts and to just pause. What I feel is a tremendous overreach, and we believe it's unconstitutional as well.
The latest lawsuit Reynolds has joined was filed by 10 states on Wednesday and challenges a requirement that most U.S. healthcare workers get vaccinated. Reynolds says a COVID vaccine mandate for employees and facilities that treat patients receiving Medicare or Medicaid benefits could be devastating to Iowa's nursing homes, as some workers are threatening to quit rather than get vaccinated.
They're already stretched so thin, and they are a phenomenal example of the heroes that have been on the front line from the very beginning. And, you know, they don't get to just shut down for a couple days like a restaurant or a manufacturing facility. They have vulnerable older Iowans that they need to take care of. And so if you don't have staff to do that, you know, what do we do?
An AARP analysis released Thursday indicated 71% of Iowa nursing home staff have been fully vaccinated, an increase of about 4% from early October. Reynolds got a dose of the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine on live television and has encouraged Iowans to get vaccinated. She says the reluctance some Iowans have about getting a COVID shot is based on an array of factors, including what she says is an arbitrary decision to choose businesses with 100 or more workers for one of the Biden administration's vaccine mandates and to exempt Postal Service workers.
You know, people get an annual flu shot and don't think anything about it, but it's been, you know, it's been vetted. It's been there for a long time. So I just think there's a lot of just frustration and confusion with the mixed messaging and the way that it's been delivered.
Reynolds made her comments after appearing at a Veterans Day ceremony at the Iowa Veterans Cemetery. Officials in the Biden administration say the federal government clearly has the authority to protect workers from grave danger. And with about 1,300 Americans dying of COVID daily, the threat from the virus is ongoing and overwhelming. Some of the nation's largest companies have COVID vaccine requirements. Tyson Foods denounced in late October that more than 96% of its employees were vaccinated. State public health officials say Iowa's overall vaccination rate is inching up, but parts of the state are lagging behind. 71% of Iowans over the age of 11 have had at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. Ken Sharp of the Iowa Department of Public Health said the vaccination rate is lower among middle-aged white men and 20 to 30-year-olds in general.
We still have, as everybody recognizes, a ways to go, but we are making progress, and we continue to see new Iowans come into that data set to get their first vaccine. So we're just going to continue to kind of grind away at getting those numbers as high as we possibly can.
Sharp says about 7,000 Iowa kids age 5 to 11 got their first dose of a COVID vaccine as of Monday. Pfizer's pediatric dose of the vaccine was approved last week, making more than 280,000 Iowa kids eligible to be vaccinated against COVID-19.
You know, there are some, I think, frustrations we're hearing that parents weren't able to get the vaccine where they would normally go to get the vaccine. And I think it's just a matter of timing. We're still taking that as positive news that parents are excited about getting their kids vaccinated and looking for that vaccine very quickly.
Officials say Iowa received 99,000 pediatric doses of the Pfizer vaccine in its first shipment, and 24,000 more have been ordered. Some major pharmacy chains were able to order thousands of additional doses on their own. The number of COVID patients hospitalized in Iowa and the number of Iowans testing positive for the virus has increased since last week. By the middle of this week, state officials had confirmed 7,166 Iowans have died of COVID since the beginning of the pandemic. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News. KJAN News brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic.